Welcome to the Reformed Media Review. My name is Camden Busey. I'm here to review and give notice of an excellent little book titled Zeal Without Burnout, Seven Keys to a Lifelong Ministry of Sustainable Sacrifice. It's written by Christopher Ash. It has a very helpful foreword by Alistair Begg. This is published by the Good Book Company, and I'm very thankful for them to sending me a copy for me to look at. I've greatly benefited from it. I very much appreciated this book. It's a book that I needed, and a book I think that a lot of pastors and other people in ministry that would benefit from as well. It's an important book. Of course, there's a lot of people who probably labor in ministry, and there's a temptation and a desire, not just in ministry, but just in work, to be lazy. Then there's a temptation for us to shy away from hard things. And ministry is full of hard things. That's what it is. It's difficult because we're battling against the enemy. And we're also battling against the flesh and our weaknesses and our frailties. And we always need to look to Christ for his help and for his sustenance. You look at Colossians 1, 27 through the end of the chapter there, speaking about how Paul labors to present every man mature in Christ. And for that he toils, laboring with all of his strength and his power, which he gives to him. It's important that we rest and rely upon Christ alone for our strength and for our support. And this book is a helpful reminder of that. He doesn't have any extended exegetical treatments of Colossians or anything, but there are some helpful uses and reminders of certain scriptural passages. But Christopher Ash has written an excellent booklet that you can read quickly, but I don't necessarily suggest that you do read it quickly unless you plan to read it many times. But it's a book that you can pick up and read a chapter in, 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever, and reflect and think about it. And especially for the pastors out there and other people who are struggling and trying to keep their heads above water. There is the tendency to become lazy among many, but there's also the flip side. And I think this is perhaps more common where people desire to work so hard and to do many things that they actually run the risk of burning out. They have no margin in their schedules. They have no extra energy. And they work so hard, but they flame out because they have no time for recovery. He has a wonderful chapter here on this crucial distinction where the title of the chapter is Sacrifice is Not the Same as Burnout. And of course, we are to live our lives as living sacrifices. We are to ought to pour ourselves out as a drink offering on the sacrificial offering of the faith of our sheep, of our people. But sacrifice is not the same as burnout. Burnout, in many ways, is ungodly. It is ungodly, and it can be the cause of many ungodly practices and irresponsible behavior. And I want to read you a few chapters. I don't think the publisher would be happy with that. I'm going to read you a few pages here so you get a feel for this book, and I hope it whets your appetite. This starts on page 23, the chapter titled Sacrifice is Not the Same as Burnout. Christopher Ash writes, but first, let's begin with an objection. Why not burnout for Jesus? After all, did not the Lord Jesus say something to that effect? If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. Luke chapter 9, verses 23 through 24 in the ESV. Surely the right response to this challenge from the Lord is to throw ourselves wholeheartedly into his service and the service of his gospel, and not to set limits to our self-giving. So why not burn out? What is wrong with burning ourselves out for Jesus? I would rather wear out than rust out, as George Whitefield said. Is it not selfish and unspiritual to guard myself against burnout? Well, the problem is that we do not sacrifice alone. It may sound heroic, even romantic, to burn out for Jesus. The reality is that others are implicated in our crashes, a spouse, children, ministry colleagues, prayer partners, and faithful friends. All are drawn in to supporting us and propping us up when we collapse. My colleagues at work rallied around generously to help me, but it cost them in time and energy, resources they could otherwise have poured into gospel work elsewhere. Peter Adam has spoken movingly of the friends God gave him to support and pray for and with him. No doubt it cost them too. There's a difference between godly sacrifice and needless burnout. When I first gave an earlier version of this material at a pastor's conference, I suggested a partial parallel between burnout and self-harm. I did so cautiously, for self-harm is a terrible thing. What I mean is this, that burnout and self-harm share this character, that each damages strength and life to no good effect. After the seminar, a fellow pastor wrote to me. He said this, "It's been very helpful to me to contemplate the difference between burnout and sacrificial living for the Lord. Your reflections really helped me to understand the difference, and I put it into terms of fighting fire, as I'm a volunteer firefighter as well as being a pastor. Obviously, you have to push yourself physically when fighting a fire. It's a stretching experience that is uncomfortable and physically difficult. You have to know your limitations while making the sacrifices needed to get the tasks done that must be done. It's foolish to ignore your limitations, try to be the hero, and cramp up, pass out, or have a heart attack while in a burning structure because you are beyond the limits of what God has supplied you with the capability of doing. It's a form of heroic suicide that is counterproductive because you're now no longer effective in fighting fire, and the resources that were dedicated to fighting the fire are now dedicated to saving you." End quote. Well, I like the analogy with firefighting. The aim is not to be a lone hero, but to work with other firefighters to stop the fire. In a similar way, the aim of gospel work is not to be a lone hero, but to work with other gospel workers to spread the gospel of Jesus. My reason for writing this book is to help us discern the difference between sacrifice and foolish heroism, and so to guard against needless burnout. We are to be living sacrifices. Until God takes us home to be with Jesus, we are to offer ourselves as those who have a life to offer, rather than a burned-out wreck. It's all in there. Probably a bit of a generous quote, but I think it's helpful and illustrative of the book and can explain a bit and share with you the character of this important and useful book. I encourage you to pick it up. I encourage you to buy a copy for people in your life who would benefit from it. Again, it's a short book, a smaller format book, so it's very helpful and shareable. But even in the short and smaller format, it's 123 pages. You can read it quickly, although I think you should read it slowly and savor it. Again, Zeal Without Burnout, 7 Keys to a Lifelong Ministry of Sustainable Sacrifice by Christopher Ashe and published by the Good Book Company. I highly recommend it. This has been the Reformed Media Review. Take up and read.